It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden and this is the Standards Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Coming up, Wall of Death workout to keep moon astronauts fit. But first, methods of screening men for prostate cancer will be tested for effectiveness in a bid to save thousands of lives each year and hopefully cut 4 in 10 deaths from the disease. Charities have hailed the £42 million British project called Transform as a pivotal moment in the history of prostate cancer research. The trial, commissioned by Prostate Cancer UK and led by London universities including Imperial and Queen Mary, will compare various screening methods in current NHS diagnostic processes, including blood tests, physical examinations and biopsies. The team will follow up with patients over a decade to track how screening impacts life length and quality, with the hope of creating a nationwide screening program. Next, research by UCL suggests vaping may expose teenagers to toxic chemicals, including uranium, that could harm the brain and other vital organs, with sweet flavours worst rated. Analysis involved 200 US teenagers aged 13 to 17 who were categorised as either frequent, intermittent or occasional vapours. Biomarkers in urine tests were assessed for the presence of lead, uranium and cadmium, with both frequent and intermittent e-cigarette users having higher lead metal levels than those who vaped occasionally. Different vape flavours also affected uranium levels, according to the findings published in Tobacco Control, with participants who used sweet flavour products found to have higher uranium levels. Now, the Wall of Death is one of the funfair's most dramatic spectacles, but could the gravitational principle behind the vertical motorcycle stunt track help keep future astronauts fit while living on the moon? Scientists at the University of Milan in Italy have been developing a circular Wall of Death-style exercise wheel that helps mimic Earth's gravitational pull as the runner dashes around attached to a bungee harness.
We had to have the cylinder completely open to the sky because then we had to have those rubber bands coming from a height of almost 40 meters. And for doing this, I had to rent also a telehandler that could extend up to 40 meters above the ground, so that the entire body could be suspended accordingly to being on the moon.
That's Alberto Minetti, Professor of Physiology at the University of Milan, who explains the impact of returning from space to Earth on the human body.
When the astronaut that stays on the International Space Station come back to Earth, they need to be helped by two guys to get up from a chair and try to make a couple of steps of walking.
International lunar colonization plans include one by ESA, which aims to accommodate 144 people in a reduced gravity habitat.
Most companies that are designing those kind of houses, let's call it that way, are designing things that are circular. And that would be very nice because in this case, those astronauts could train at home on the moon just by running twice a day for only a few minutes, because it is quite an intense running.
Next. Finally, a compensation scheme for infected blood victims will likely be operational by Christmas after the government accepted a Labour amendment to the Victims and Prisoners Bill in the Lords. Over 30,000 NHS patients received contaminated blood products in the 70s and 80s, with around 3,000 dying after contracting HIV or hepatitis C from a treatment with blood plasma or a blood transfusion. In November 2022, the government made the first interim payments of £100,000 each to around 4,000 surviving victims and bereaved partners of the health service's worst treatment disaster. But time is of the essence, with campaigners warning that one person infected in the scandal dies every 4 days. Now, research by University College London suggests perimenopausal women have a 40% higher risk of suffering depression. The research, published in the Journal of Affective Disorders, examined data from 7 studies involving over 9,000 women worldwide. UCL scientists suggested one biological reason for high depression rates is that the drop in estrogen women experience during menopause triggers new symptoms or the worsening of pre-existing depressive symptoms. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, world's deepest blue hole discovered. Why not hit follow? In the meantime, give us a rating.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. The British Arachnological Society is warning that climate change and particularly warmer temperatures in Britain is tempting an influx of spiders from warmer climates with perfect living conditions. The organisation says that many of the little beasts are travelling on ships from the Caribbean and Australia, often on imported plants. It follows discovery of a new arachnid species found on a Cornwall University campus last year that's capable of suddenly jumping and is only related to a species known in the Caribbean. Next, data released by London Sport shows more than half of children in the capital do not get more than an hour of exercise per week. Figures show that 620 young Londoners aged between 5 and 16 are not achieving the 60 minutes of daily exercise recommended by health experts. According to the figures, girls are nearly 10% less active than boys, with the gap 2% wider than the national average. At the same time, children from lower income families were more than 10% less active compared to those from higher income families. And finally, scientists believe they've discovered the world's largest blue hole off the coast of Mexico in the Caribbean Sea, known as Tam Jar, which means deep water in Mayan. It reaches at least some 1,400 feet below sea level, as deep as a skyscraper is tall. And that's the depth we know so far. Measurements were taken using a metal frame wrapped with probes that was lowered into the water and an echo sound mapper. Blue holes are so unique as they're not dissimilar to sinkholes on land, and this one is certainly teeming with marine life that includes coral and turtles. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Standard Podcast here in London. And we'll be back on Thursday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.